Welcome back to the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope. Listen as you seek Him.
When something in your life or thoughts makes you anxious, come to me and talk about it. Bring me your prayer and petition with thanksgiving, saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to trust you more." Though the lessons of trust that I send to you come wrapped in difficulties, the benefits far outweigh the cost. Well-developed trust will bring you many blessings, not the least of which is my peace. I have promised to keep you in perfect peace to the extent that you trust in me. The world has it backwards, teaching that peace is the result of having enough money, possessions, insurance, and security systems. My peace, however, is such an all-encompassing gift that it is independent of all circumstances. Though you lose everything else, if you gain my peace, you are rich indeed.
You are good, when there's nothing good in me. You are love, on display for all to see. You are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sins. You are peace, when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting.
Light of the world, forever reign.
You're listening to the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope. Experience the love of our Savior, who is always with you.
I got my first copy from my dear friend, and I had never heard of Jesus Calling. And looking at my poor little book right here right now, I think she gave it to me, I think it was 2005. I read it every day. Jesus Calling is just a part of my every morning. It just feels raw. It feels real. It feels like we're not putting on airs. We're not living a double life in here. And that's probably what was just so authentic to me about it long before I realized I was living a double life. It just says, you know, come to me when you're hurting. It feels easy to take in, and it also feels easy to breathe out.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see His face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. And leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, Lord, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. And leaving your Spirit
This is the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope.
I am the resurrection and the life. All lasting life emanates from me. People search for life in many wrong ways, chasing after fleeting pleasures, accumulating possessions and wealth, trying to deny the inevitable effects of aging. Meanwhile, I freely offer abundant life to everyone who turns toward me. As you come to me and take my yoke upon you, I fill you with my very life. This is how I choose to live in the world and accomplish my purposes. This is also how I bless you with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The joy is mine, and the glory is mine, but I bestow them on you as you live in my presence, inviting me to live fully in you.
You are my life, you are my love, you are my reason. You are my hope, you are my joy, you are my passion, my all in all. Jesus, my all in all, my
you're the fire, a holy flame for all to see. And in my heart you reign forever, my all, my everything. You are my
listening to the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope. From your heart's deepest cry to life's joyful praises, you can bring everything to Jesus. Jesus Calling was written to help people connect not only with Jesus, the living Word, but also with the Bible, the only infallible, inerrant Word of God. We'd like to invite you to share your story of how the Jesus Calling books have impacted your faith walk. To record your message, call our special Jesus Calling testimonial line at 719-425-9750. That's 719-425-9750. And we'll have more after this short break.
This is Uncommon Moments with Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy and his wife Lauren on their uncommon marriage adventure. Available now in paperback.
I remember I was a special teams player with the Steelers. And part of my job was running down on the kickoffs. First game we ever played, we're playing the 49ers, and we kicked off, and I ran down and made the tackle. And I'm saying, this is Monday Night Football. I just made the tackle. I know Howard Cosell is saying, who is that rookie that made that tackle? I got back to the bench. I was so tired, I didn't think I could play anymore. You're so hyped That's up good. On that adrenaline, and then when that adrenaline rush leaves you, you feel like you're out of breath. And the same thing happens a lot in marriage. You got that adrenaline. Well, you can't keep that up for 30 years, but that commitment has to be there.
The Uncommon Marriage Adventure by Tony and Lauren Dungy, now available in softcover from Tyndale Momentum. More info at coachdungy.com. That's coachdungy.com.
My mother once told me that she started thinking of my name months before I was born. She whispered it in my ear when I was an infant. So it's amazing that half the time when I was growing up, she had no idea who I was. She called me by my siblings' names, and sometimes Inky, which was our snarly little terrier's name. In Isaiah 49, God asks, "Can a mother forget her own child? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." I never ever doubted that my mother loved me, but getting names right wasn't her spiritual gift. I asked her why once, and she said, "You'll understand one day," and I do now. When my son was small, he had his jammies on inside out one Saturday. I called him Fruit of the Loom for 2 days.
This is Laugh Again with Phil Calloway. If you'd like to hear more and discover all things Laugh Again, visit us at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.